Yeah, so we do a lot of services at SAIL. We're an aging and disability resource center, so we help people connect with resources through brainstorming and seeing what is in their community, what connections they have, and what options there are. So
I think you have offices Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan, is that right?
Yes, and also Haines.
Okay, but you're making regular visits here to Petersburg?
Yes, my outreach is to Wrangell and Petersburg, and I come twice a year, so usually in the fall and in the spring, and this will be my second year doing it, so I'm starting to get to know the communities, get to know people, and get the word out, and it helps when I've been here a few times to know what I'm looking for.
And you have some clients here in town, people who use sales services. What kind of things do you help with when you come and meet with people?
Well, a lot of times it's just listening to what's going on with them, barriers to being independent, maybe getting out into the community or accessing their life in some way. And depending on what their resources are, what their issues are, we can help them figure out ways to get what they need. So sometimes that means a mini grant through the Mental Health Trust Authority or other kind of funding that might be available, like if they need assistive technology to help them get in and out of homes, or hearing amplification so they can hear the phone or hear the TV, those kinds of things. I mean, those are pretty basic independent living skills kinds of things. But we basically just kick around ideas and see what we come up with.
Find out what their challenges are and how you can overcome those.
Yes.
Okay. There are grants out there and programs people can take advantage of and use.
Yeah, it depends on the person's situation and what they're eligible for. But a lot of times, as a Medicare counselor, I make sure that they're getting all the help they need with Medicare and Medicaid. And sometimes they need to be hooked up with a program that they're not already hooked up with, so that could help them save some money or reduce some of their costs. And those are some big things that we can do as an agency, because we kind of know what's out there in terms of resources. And so it's good to connect with somebody that might know the answers.
Let's see, what else should we highlight for your visit here in town or future visits?
Well, this time I'm in town for a good portion of 2 days, and that is allowing me to get the word out, of course, and to meet with people and do some follow-up and some ideas, And then I come every 6 months, and so if there's something we need to follow up on, we could do it in between and then, keep in touch with each other. But coming every 6 months really helps just to make a face-to-face contact and check in with people.